Hey everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of the Scratch the Track podcast presented by the Dune Grimm Show. I am the Dude.
And I am Grimm, and we're going to do something a little different today. We are going to be talking about not just the Downward Spiral, not the deluxe edition of the Downward Spiral, the definitive version of the Downward Spiral on vinyl. Santa came early to the Dude.
Or late.
And, late, depending on how you want to look at it. I like to think of it as he was a good boy in 2020, so he got his presents for that, and Santa was like, here, by the way, just to hold you over until next year. So we got a nice vinyl set we're going to talk about.
Yes, and this has not been opened yet, so I'm pretty excited about that to open it up. I want to see what's on the inside. Now, yeah. I have and the Fragile.
Nice.
Which are also the definitive editions, which they both come in, you know, they're remastered 180 gram vinyl, but they also have some cool things on the inside. They have like, at least the other versions had a booklet that the Fragile one was, I think, an interview sort of with Alan Mulder, an article written by Alan Mulder, who helped put the track list together for the Fragile. I'm not sure what this one has, but as you can see right on the front, it has what everybody loves. It's got a cool hype sticker. That's
a hype sticker.
I know.
I thought a hype man was cool going back to the days of like early hip hop. Little did you know the hype sticker was where it was at. Didn't even know what a hype sticker was.
To be honest, that's the whole reason I got it. It was just for the sticker.
Yeah.
But basically what it does stay on is the definitive vinyl edition of the Downward Spiral, meticulously prepared by Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails art director John Crawford. Remastered 2017 audio on 180 gram vinyl, remastered artwork, and more. Now, as I open this, I'm curious, Grimm. I mean, this album came out in 1994.
Yeah.
We haven't done a whole lot of research on it. I imagine it was probably recorded analog. Maybe not. Maybe.
Could have been either way. I mean,
they would have been big enough at that point.
Yeah, but it would have been early in the digital. So here goes the Dude just driving it off the lot, ahead and throwing on 20% depreciation. Yep. Basically as soon as it drives off that lot. Yep. So there it goes. It is no longer a collector's edition.
It's not even definitive at this point.
Yeah, it's essentially worthless.
I better not rip the hype sticker.
Dude, you did not fuck up the hype sticker, did you?
I'm gonna fucking send it to you.
You'll see it framed right next to the picture of those synths.
I want you to get all hyped out on me. So I'm curious though, is, you know, what was the remastering process they did? Oh, it's two records on the inside.
This isn't
awesome cover.
Like when they did the deluxe edition, I know that they put out a bunch of like unreleased and stuff that they were doing, like the song they did on The Crow, I think. Dead Souls was probably on that one because it came out that time.
I think Burn was on there which is in the Natural Born Killer soundtrack. Here's some cool gatefold artwork.
Yeah.
You know, with teeth just driven into something metal. So that's cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope. Liking the artwork. And now on the inside, we
have...
Very solid fingers-ish. So, as a lot of records seem to have now, it comes in just like the regular white sleeve, the disc one. But then they also include sort of the... artwork.
Booklet.
Yeah,
Is it a poster or is it a booklet?
No, it's another sleeve that you can put it in. Which I like some of these white sleeves. I feel like they're a little maybe gentler on the record when I'm taking them in and out, whereas with these cardboard ones, I think they could, you know, maybe I'm just really anal about the vinyls and getting them scratched.
This is
the Scratch the Track podcast.
So we know about scratching and getting scratched.
Mm-hmm. And so on the back of the first one, it has all the track listing and lyrics for this side, which basically includes from Mr. Self-Destruct all the way through The Becoming. So that's what's on the first disc. Let's see. Oh, I got my digital download card. That's kind of dope.
Okay.
In case anybody wants to digitally download it, they just could pause the video and, you know, download that because they have my code. I probably won't be doing it. And then here's the second
one.
Blur
it out. Blur it out.
Yeah, I guess I could.
Okay.
Here's the second one. Cool, right?
Yeah. I like it.
And there is. Awesome, dude. So there is a booklet on the inside.
Now, that's the kind of stuff with records that I think is great, because typically you just get more information. More, fantastic. But you just get a lot of the things that are especially omitted in anything digitally. But I mean, even in like CDs, it's hard to put all the information that's in there into a CD package, right?
Right. Well, it is nice when they do something special and when you're buying the definitive edition, you want some definitive.
Well, I was going to say that's not even special what they did. That is more just definitive.
It is.
Lots of pictures. I'm more of a picture guy, so that would be good for someone like me.
Well, there are pictures on the inside. But this is, it says, The Downward Spiral in the End of Music by John Doran, October 2016. This was written, and this actually came out in 2017, so it's been out for a little bit. But last I checked, though, I had to get
off. Was that an original pressing from...
the original reissue pressing.
Yeah.
So... And it's got some cool artwork on the inside, along with written stuff. So, something I think
for those of you who can and enjoy reading,
like, subscribe, and comment below.
Definitely. So, yeah,
looks like a lot of good picks.
Definitely some good picks. Yeah, I'm looking forward to. I mean, obviously, I'm a Nine Inch Nails fan, so listening to this in its completeness in 180 gram remastered vinyl packaging is. Of course, beautiful, smooth. Love what they do with the artwork.
How many songs on each side?
Let's see. Downwards. Whatever Mr. Self-Destruct is through the becoming. And then looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Looks like 7. Songs on disc 2, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 songs on disc 1. So 14 total.
Okay, so 4 and 3. Yeah.
So I would be curious if anyone out there has an original pressing of this, what the differences are. Did that come with anything cool, anything extra, different artwork perhaps?
Is it even close to as definitive?
Yeah, is it? Does it have a hype sticker?
Oh, yeah. If you didn't save that, you might as well just throw it away.
I think you probably should. But you know, it's cool, man, because Trent Reznor is known for sort of being this, I think, an intense audio guy. He appreciates really good audio recordings, and his shows. We've seen him a couple times, and
definitely puts
on a fantastic show, attention to detail. And that's something you really appreciate, I think, with some of these artists. So. Definitely looking forward to giving this.
I bet he has a nice record player set up.
He probably does. I wonder what one it is. It's probably got with a, you know, a tube.
My gut would tell me we haven't heard of it. You know what I mean?
He probably built it.
Yeah. Or it came from like Buck Super Stereo World or something.
Stereo World.
Yeah.
Come inside.
Yeah. Us.
Okay, well, everyone, just wanted to go through and do a quick little unboxing, unpackaging here. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Gosh, I can't. I got to get one. I got to get something cool.
See, look it. You know, he sold.
Yeah,
he sold. So,
if it doesn't have a hype sticker, though.
Yeah, that's really what it is. So you can have mine. All right. Until next time, we'll be unboxing something else. Maybe down the road. Who knows? Who knows? Something sweet. So until then, it's time to go.
Do your show. Scratch a Track is produced by the Dude and Grim. Additional music provided by Moore and the Tims. Copyright 2021. The Dude and Grim Show.
The thing that is occupying the foreground is nostalgia. Nostalgia is the name of the game in every part of our world.